Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are back. We are back for the second half right here on the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel on deck, co-hosted by my cousin, Vanessa Collins. I'm going to click her on in just a second. We have a special guest on the show, in the house with us. Y'all heard the first half. In the first half, you heard a great interview with our brother, St. James, who is an R&B singer, songwriter, and producer. And so this is the second half, and we're waiting on him to be back on with us. But he has some great music, as y'all heard. You heard from the Throwback to Covers. That's what we're going to be talking about throwbacks to, Throwback to Covers. We heard Being Gentle. We heard Baby Come Back and Baby Come to Me featuring Sine. We want to give a shout out to our sis. We want to say we love you, Sine. We enjoy her singing. I'm telling you, she's got a very beautiful voice. So once again, you heard Being Gentle, Baby Come Back, and Baby Come to Me. And you heard If You Were Here Tonight. You heard that too as well. So we had some great songs here. So we are back for our second half right here on the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel on deck, my co-host, my cousin, Vanessa Collins. And now we're back with our bro, St. James, on this second half of the show. So let me click on the mics right now. All right. So we are back. Bro, we are back. And I was just stating to the listeners how, you know, on that great break, we heard some great music. And this music is coming from, we want you to talk about Throwback to Covers. I remember I made a joke about it with my cousin one morning. I called her. You remember this, Vanessa? I called you last week. I called her up, and it was very, very early. And she said, "Girl, I am in the bed, sleep. I was just laying here." I said, "Well, girl, get up, throw back the covers, and start dancing." And and we started laughing and everything. But on that Throwback to Covers, brother, you know, I gave a shout out to our sister Nay. I really love her voice. I'm telling you, very awesome sister, can throw down. And I was telling them about the music that was played, Being Gentle, featuring Sine, and then Baby Come Back, Baby Come to Me featuring Sine, If You Were Here Tonight, and Who Do You Love? So we hearing these songs, because I didn't know. I said, "Well, I'm going to do about two songs." No, I had to do more than two songs. I at least had to get a good three, four. You know what I'm saying? Right. So to let them know to, you know, tune in and listen to this great music. This is some great music. So talk a little bit about this Throwback to Covers. Matter of fact, how did you get the name Throwback to Covers? I said, I never heard nothing like that, and it's got a good ring to it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And it's volume one. Keep that in mind. Volume one.
Yeah, volume one. Also, there is a volume two. Okay, come. Got a volume one. There is a volume two. Wow, good.
Yes, ma'am. There will be a volume two. So,
all right. You
know, well, as a, you know, the way R&B has kind of like evolved over the last 20 years or so, it's really a different kind of art. This R&B that they're doing today is not our classic or traditional R&B, you know. So, so at my age, no matter what I do, I can't talk about something a 20-year-old R&B singer would sing about. It just doesn't look right, don't feel right. So, anything that I sing or do in the style that I do could be considered old school or throwback. So I figure throwback. When you think about a throwback jersey or some kind of throwback item that it comes out of a fresh, brand new package. It may have a throwback old look to the concept of it, but when it come out of the package, it's still a new new shirt or a new jersey, right? As an example, so
Yeah.
Just because I'm doing familiar music and familiar type stuff doesn't make it old. It's a throwback feel, but it's a new record. So that's kind of how I'm doing it. Throwback to covers. And so since they're all cover records of other people's songs that I just kind of did my own twist to, they're cover songs. So I'm doing cover records and they're throwback cover records. So I said throwback to covers. Volume one.
Yeah, wow. All right. Yeah, I
that's
like
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like
yes,
that.
Sir.
And
yeah.
you and you see, I put my own little swing in it too, like throw them back and get out and dance.
Right. Awesome.
And you know what? That bed look comfortable while you playing. That bed look a little comfortable with that red velvet or whatever, blanket or whatever that was on.
Let me tell you something. That's my bed, and that's my bump box, boom box that I put that together. I put that boom box on the bed, threw the covers back, and took my pictures. Then my graphics person kind of superimposed and did all these little graphic effects to it. But that's my bedroom. I'm going to tell you right now.
Wow.
That bed is as comfortable as all.
Wow.
And if I wasn't on the phone doing this interview, or we wasn't doing our interview right now, I'd be laying right on it. Snoozing. I'm tired.
I know,
I've been
doing
this for about 5 months.
Wow.
Nonstop. You know, I've been grinding for five months. I'm kind of like, I'm tired a little bit, but I'm taking some breaks here and there so I can recharge. I got a whole fresh new year of new stuff coming. I got new videos. So every one of them songs you heard on the EP, I will have a video for, a visual.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Nice.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear that one. Well, like I said, that bed did look comfortable. I looked at that picture and I said, boy, that looked like some good sleeping going on.
And what's crazy is the comforter was hand and machine made by a young lady out of, I think it's Baltimore, D.C. area. Her name is Cassandra Houston. She works for one of those companies that does all those kind of like manufacture stuff. She hand sewed and machine stitched that comforter. It's like, it's heavy. It's custom made, and she shipped it to me as a gift.
Wow!
Can you imagine that, man? Oh my God, I love that comforter. It's crazy.
Wow! I need that in black.
Yeah, she can do it for you too. She can do it for you too. I can hook it up. I'll send you her information.
Yeah, that'd be good. I was like, wow, that is beautiful, because I'm going to be moving into my new place. And I said, hey, I have something like that across the bed. That'd be good.
Yeah, man. So let me see if I can do this real quick. Hold on. I'm going to connect the dots real quick as we speak. Hold on.
All right. Connecting the dots, y'all, live on the Angels of Melody.
Yep, I'm doing it right now. I'm sending
connecting the dots.
That's what we do.
Well, you know how we do. We do stuff raw on this station. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's raw. We laugh. We kick it. We do interviews and stuff, but we laugh. And you know, it's just an awesome thing. Like I had told, Bro, because I told him, I said, this is my first time ever doing an interview for 2 hours. You know, I said I've never done that before. But what led me? Okay, I got it. I see it now. Yeah, so, yep, I sure will. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told, what was I saying? Y'all, I done forgot that quick. What did I say? What did I say, Wayne? Can you hear what I'm saying? What did I just say? I forgot that quick.
You were saying how we are kind of like raw and a little unfiltered in this show because we know we just keep it real here. That's all.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
We just keep it real. Pretty much.
Yeah, we do. We keep it real.
Yeah.
I'm not with that schedule and all of that. We just go how we go. But I haven't done a 2-hour show. But when you know when you dealing with our bro St. James, and you know what, you're an awesome brother, and you know you make us laugh and stuff like that. And I said, you know what, we're gonna do a 2-hour show, you know, where we just to have you just talk about the music, talk about different things, and to me it's just an honor. You know what I'm saying? That
you
took time out, you know, for this show, And like I said, I never did 2 hours. It's always been like maybe 40 minutes, maybe to an hour the most, but not 2 hours, you know.
Right.
But that lets you know we love us some St. James, don't we, Wing?
And
we love our brother. Yeah, I know, right? Be
hey,
like, nobody gets 2 hour treatment but him.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate that. But more importantly, you know, being that it is your show, your venue, and what, and your platform, I appreciate you you giving me this kind of promo, man. Any promo is good promo for independent artists, and you can utilize it for a lot of various amount of things. So thank you so much. And, you know, we just clicked instantly, so it's been an awesome experience of getting to know you. And, you know, we all going through a lot with the COVID thing going on. Now they're locking back down all the cities and states, man. It's getting real messy. So we're going to probably need to lean on each other a little bit more longer, man, just while we all make it through.
That's
this
true.
Thing. For just for a chuckle,
right.
A laugh, or a word of encouragement. Mm-hmm. We're going to need it. We're going to need it.
Yeah, that's true. And that's what I thank God for about the station, because that's something that that's not going to be shut down. You know, as long as God got us, you know, this station is open, and that's another reason why I wanted to do a 2 hour show, because you were a man of integrity and of wisdom, and you be spitting that knowledge.
You.
You know what I'm saying? And people need to hear that. They need to hear more than just music. You know what I'm saying? It's good to talk about the songs and talk about music, but if we can't talk about life other than music, and it's like, wow, what are we really doing? You know what I'm saying? Because
absolutely.
There's more
totally agree.
To life than just that. People, you know, are healed and filled with joy through music, but sometimes they need that word. They need to hear something positive. They need to hear about how, you know, you went through something, but you came out, and it wasn't always easy, you know, doing music. It's some things you go through, you know.
Right, absolutely.
And everything.
Yes, ma'am.
You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to talk about these songs a little bit. This throwback, the covers, Volume 1. These great songs. If you can, tell us a little bit about this music.
You know, all them songs I picked, I really took my time picking them, because I wanted to go back and see who else had maybe remade the song or did a cover version of it, just to make sure I wasn't stepping on some toes of someone that already did a good job on the record. So I went and researched and listened back, and, you know, I said, you know, so start dusting off of old records that ain't nobody touching. Melodies are important. A lot of music is lacking melody and substance these days. It's not making you – it's just what it is, man. And to those artists out there that are getting it in with that style – and it's working for you and you're successful, more power to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't be 52 years old singing that type of music. It just don't work. And the labels, the record labels are looking at me more than they have before, and I know it.
Yeah.
But they're still trying to convince me I got to sound like a kid. I'm like, dude, I'm 52. I'm trying to reach a grown man, not no kid. And they keep on thinking that the kids are the way to go, and that's fine. But and half them kids don't got 401(k)s and retirement accounts and Social Security checks and jobs, major, you know what I mean? And make it, you know what I'm saying? But it's a whole demographic of a music lover that's not being satisfied in this industry right now. It's incredible that they haven't picked it up. That's why the stuff that I'm putting out even with my small sample size of traction and or attention, it's scratching the surface of a mainstream, my record breaking into the mainstream. If that Being Gentle could just go mainstream, like if I could break through where millions of people hear the record, it changes everything. But on my level of where I'm at as an independent, it's only so much I can do without a big-time budget, and that's the thing about that's what makes it a major industry, a major artist versus an independent artist, is the machine that the labels have to make sure your record gets where it got to be. And sometimes your record breaks through and ain't even that daggone good.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
You know, they just wear it out like Angel does, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. Hey, if you hear a crazy any record long enough, it starts sounding, you start hearing yourself humming, right?
Yeah.
Like, wait, why am I singing that? Hey, you remember that Cash Money record back in the day with Gator Boots with the pinstripe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When I first heard that record, I was like, oh, that's just crap. Oh, my God, I can't stand that record. About a month later, I'm like, I mean, you just, I'm like, what the? Like, what the? You know? And, but that's what mainstream radio will do. They will wear a record out. You'd be so tired of hearing Gator Boots. You're like, man, if I hear that song one more time. But that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, you're
playing
right.
Them St. James records.
Yeah.
Keep playing them St. James records. Keep on playing them gentle records. People be, they're going to be tired to be rough after they hear being gentle for like 6 months or a year.
I know.
Trying to be rough. But hey.
I know, right? You know what's so funny? Remember that day I did that show, bro? I think it was last week, I think, or the week before that, I think. And I asked you, I said, what should I play? I said, should I play Be Gentle? You said, give them AWOL.
Right. Yeah.
We've been heard being gentle already.
Nah, that record is still like, we about to hit a million streams. Even though Spotify has tried to hold me down, they have literally probably taken about 500,000 streams away from me in the last since about 4 months, man. It's incredible. I should already be over a million, but nonetheless, I'm just making that clear because Spotify is doing some stuff with their artificial intelligence algorithm stuff. And then I just saw an article today where they're talking about. And I'm educating these artists out there independently. Because to let you know that you gotta get on all the other platforms as well. Certain platforms can, remember when the cell phone companies used to give you a loaner phone when your phone had problems, they would treat you with dignity. Hey, sir. Yes, ma'am. Come on in.
Yeah.
We'll sit down and have a cup of coffee while we repair your phone. You know,
yeah.
The quality. Then it turned into you just another number, and you know, sorry, but you better have insurance, or you just done. So it's the same thing when a certain company gets bigger than the quality that they think they have to treat the people that patronize them with. It exceeds that, man. They just forget where they came from and start treating people like crap. And I just think I'm just being honest. I think that's what's going on. I got no love for Spotify like that. I'm gonna keep it real.
Right. Yeah.
They're not fair. They're not fair. They're not right. They're not treating the artists right. And listen, we don't get paid for this music like we used to. You sell a CD for $10, you walk away with 10. At best, you walk away with 7, and the other company that helped you promote it or distribute it kept $3. But now,
wow.
My stream, if I stream a record, you don't remember that. Then we went to download. Downloading allows you to get at least 70 cents off of
dollar
out of every dollar. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now they stream and they give you pennies per stream. So for every 1 million streams, I think it's $4,000 for every million streams.
Wow.
And but you got to pay to get on the Spotify playlist. It's not free. I mean, people put you on their playlist and they got a whole bunch of followers that helps you. But you literally have to go out here and pay for Spotify playlist. It ain't free. So you think about it. If I spend $4,000 on Spotify playlist and it gets me a million streams, I'm just going to get back my $4,000 that I paid to get the streams. There's really no markup money and profit for the artist. And they figured out how to monetize your music, make millions off of it, and give you pennies. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Because we don't buy CDs. Wow. We don't buy CDs no more. We don't buy CDs, and we barely buy merchandise.
That's right.
So how these artists gonna make money? And now that the shows are canceled and we can't travel and do concerts, we really ain't making no bread.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So I just want to put that out there because I'm very transparent about this journey as an independent artist. Show my fellow brothers and sisters and artists that are out here thinking they don't got to invest in themselves. You out of your mind. You gonna have to get a bank loan. And you're going to have to finance your music career as an independent artist just like you would buy a house. And if you can get a $250,000 loan to finance a house over 30 years, you can get a $250,000 loan to finance your music career over 30 years or however long you want to do it. Same, play the loan back. But you need to take that same approach to financing your career. No one's about to look for you. Nobody's trying to discover you. No record labels are coming to knock your door down. I don't care how talented you are, because you're another person on the internet singing, tap dancing, and doing some kind of like entertainment for people, and that's how they look at you. They don't see you. You know, I don't care how gorgeous you look, how great you can sing or whatever. You got to do something to break through, and it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Exactly.
And that's just being
I
honest,
believe that.
You know, this ain't no. It ain't no. I don't like painting. You know, because I've been doing this stuff 30 years. I'm 52 years old. I've been doing this since I was 22.
Wow.
The industry trying to break rank it again. 30 years. Knocking down doors. And this Being Gentle record is probably my first real, it's the first real song of mine that got some traction to the degree that it has. And, you know, and I got more than that to offer, but all it takes is one song to change your life. So that's why you got to keep writing, keep producing, and keep singing. Because you never know what song's going to change the world. And I believe this one was the one.
Oh, yeah. Most
definitely true.
You know. That's
mm-hmm.
true, you know. I hope y'all don't hear me chewing on eating on nothing, do y'all?
Well, I was trying not to eat my dinner, but I'm good now. I put it on mute when I was crunching.
Well, the reason why I said that, because while you was talking, boy, my daughter ordered a slice of this yellow chocolate cake from this bakery, and I'm telling you, it's slapping over here, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh,
oh my.
And I almost forgot we on radio. I'm like, oh, my God, I hope they ain't hear me chewing all in the phone.
You was like,
No, I don't hear you.
Oh, my God. Be like, well, you know what? If they heard it, oh, well, everybody go to their fridge and get something to drink and get them some munchies and
sit
down and eat.
Yeah.
And do radio with just smacking in the ear on the phone. Boy, that would be straight up ghetto.
Hey, and be like straight forward. Or
I know, right?
life is like a box of chocolates.
I know. I know, right? Wow. Oh, my God. I was telling you. See, that's
wow.
why we had to do
wow
it.
Wow.
No, that's why. We
oh, yeah.
That's why we had to do a two-hour show because, you know, and you know what? The reason why, I had someone tell me this one time, y'all, and it really, it brought tears down my face because I had an artist tell me one time that they listened to the shows and they said the way you laugh, the things that you say, you know, it just, it makes a person feel good that's down. And I was just like, wow, really? And they said they were listening to a show where I was, like, cracking jokes and laughing. And they were, like, their whole attitude. And there's somebody in Nigeria. And they said their whole attitude just, they felt so uplifted because of the laugh. And they said, you know, you have a laugh that makes people laugh. And I'm like, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, but it's good to say that. And so even now, stuff is shut down. So, you know, a lot of people listening in and everything, you know, they enjoy stuff like this, you know, the laugh and the crack. Because I don't want to be hearing no uptight show myself. I want to hear some raw talking and laughing and just be yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can do it. And ain't got to be, you know, be all, you know, rude or whatever you want to say.
Right.
You
right.
know, so, yeah, so in saying that, since we were talking about the old school songs. Now, I'm going to go back to Being Gentle and Baby Come to Me and Who Do You Love, all these different songs. You know, those songs was the jam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back in the day, those was the jam. I don't know about nobody else, but when I was in the club, we partied to this. We partied to those songs. That Baby Come to Me, those were songs where when you thought you was in love, you know what I'm saying back then.
Right.
you know what I'm saying? Those songs made you think about that person that you was with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You hear those songs and then y'all be together and y'all drinking and smoking and you playing that Baby Come to Me and Being Gentle. Those were the songs. So when I hear that going on today, you know, singing it again, it's awesome. You know what I'm saying? Because these songs, to me, were gold mines back then. You know, they really gave you.
Mm-hmm.
You said what? That's why.
That's why I picked them. That's exactly why I picked those specific songs in terms of to put out and to remake. Or, you know, and I try to do them as much justice. Because to me, it's not about outshining any of the classic artists.
Yeah,
it's about
that's true.
Homage,
yeah.
Homage, paying homage to them guys, not so much as trying to be, I did a better version. No, excuse me, please. You know what I'm saying? Quincy Jones?
Okay.
Come on, man. I aspire to be the
Oh,
like
now, Quincy Jones. Right. Oh, my God. Now, come on now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, now that, yeah.
Honey, that Brazilian Hand song is rocking on the airwaves right now. I love that. That Brazilian Wedding song. I'm telling you, he was bad.
Oh, yeah.
He was bad.
Oh, yeah.
And he still is today. I still listen to his stuff back, you know.
Yes,
remember Tevin Campbell, and you know, oh my God, those songs back then, Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
that was some real music.
Yeah,
you know
that was
music back then, and I love it. So when I heard these songs, baby, come to me in different songs, it brings back memories. Like, wow, I remember I used to play this back in the day. I remember, you know, this was going on when this song was out, and it brings good memories. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because those were hits, and to me, you know, it still is hits. It still is. We still listen to these songs. You know, one of the songs, Wing, that I like from Best of For You, Sweet, Sweet Love.
I know.
I was a teenager. I was a teenager riding in my uncle's car, listening to that, and that grew on me. And now I play that on the air. But that was a good song back then.
Yeah.
You
know.
That was a great record.
Oh, my God, tell me about it.
And
I was a teenager. I play that every time I go to my cousin's house. I play that. She'd be like, oh, Lord, here we go.
Yeah. But,
you know
what, though? A lot of this new stuff is just it's depressing. It's good to have old school stuff come back. So they play that.
Would you
I
say
mean,
you ready to
switch
your wrist and say it's
over? And, you know, it's like, oh, my God. Good music was back in the day. So it is refreshing that St. James, you know, redid the songs that meant something to us or how we felt at that time or whatever we was going through to get through whatever our situation was. It was always good music. But the music they got now, oh, my God. All it is about, I want to get you in the bed or look at that person's body. You know, or something like that. Good music back in the day even though you know the intentions probably was the same, but they wasn't coming out boldly like that. You know, it was more like love, romance, you know.
Yeah, even when they sung about, even when you it was sexual, it wasn't really
like
I know what you're saying, like it is today with the rap and stuff, you know, they just coming on out with it, you know. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It was a difference, you know. But we living in the day now, though. You know, that's what it's all about now. You know, getting high and let's go to bed. That's all it, you know, let's get high and let's hit them sheets, you know. And that's, I mean, let's just be real.
pretty much.
Do you know where your bed is, you know? Oh, my God.
The body, it's all about the body, it's all about, you know, the face, it's all about materialistic stuff, you know, fake stuff. It ain't about the real stuff.
But
like
you know
we
what,
had back
like
in the
I
day.
Said, but you know what, the time and day have changed, though. It really has.
It is.
Because
if you notice
right now, I mean, back then, I loved violent music. See, y'all was into that lovey dub. I listened to that lovey dub at times, but I was more of a gangster type person. I wanted to hear about how we gonna shoot you up and kill the dogs and the cows. And, you know. So
you ain't since they call that a gangster boo, you was a gangster boo.
Yeah. You know, but you know, seriously, that was my type of music, like 3-6 Mafia. I love them. Every time I would listen to them, something just like a zine go through my body. You know, and I just enjoy type of music back then. You know, and that hasn't changed because a lot of that is still going in. Boy, I'll shoot your mouth open and I'll do this and I was a woman that had a lot of anger. You know, especially going through mental abuse in the family and stuff like that. You know, that was my way of venting. You know what I'm saying? We would get buzzed up, and I'd be telling them, turn that love music off. I don't want to hear that right now. And they would tease me, bro, saying, wow, it's like 6-7 o'clock in the morning. You getting up banging some head banging type stuff. What in the world is going on? Can you ever slow it down? But I didn't want to be slowed down. And that's why I'm saying we were living in a different time. So right now, if sex sells, that's what it's all about. You know, let me go. And that's just like now. If I was to sit here and say I'm going to make a song, bro, I'm going to make a song because, and I get out here talking about my body and what I want to do to you and want you to do to me, that stuff sells. Believe it or not, it does.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what's going on now. Back then, you couldn't do all of that back then. Some people were doing it, but some of that stuff, they said it was after midnight. How I know, because remember, I had a little team, and we were singing freaky songs and performing and all that kind of stuff, and they used to put us up after midnight because they felt like after midnight, this is appropriate. Right now, it ain't got to be no after midnight no more. You can sing this in the morning, the daytime. It don't matter what kids is listening in. People just doing, you know, they're singing these songs, and that's what's selling right now. And you'll hear worse than that to come.
Quiet Storm stuff like that.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, it is like that. So that's why I mentioned that, because I know when we used to sing all that freaky stuff, because I'm a writer myself. I write, you know, and I used to write those freaky songs. And they would be like, wow, how did you get your mind to even think that? And I mean, they was dirty, filthy. That was my thing. I said, when I get older, you know, didn't know God was going to call me to what I'm doing now with this radio, because I thought I was going to travel, bro, around the world dressing half naked and talking some filth showing up. You know, that's what I thought. But it didn't happen that way. But I had that kind of mind. That's where I was at, you know, talking that kind of stuff. And so people loved it, but we couldn't do that till after 12 o'clock. Because it was, you know, they felt like younger ears don't need to hear that. Well, now, you got kids 9 years old talking about bumping and grinding. Because they're hearing the music. Because the music is playing. You can go online and easily see videos now. You know?
Yeah, so, and more importantly, those kids, it's just, and then you got satellite radio, which allows you to have, to be kind of like unfiltered, like they play like cuss words, everything. You say anything on radio and on satellite radio, certain stations that they allow it. You know, FCC is like not for, you know, it's kind of like cable. Remember, it's like a version radio for cable TV, kind of a version of that. You know, remember HBO and all that. You can see all that at Playboy Channel, all that stuff. You can see all that stuff that you weren't supposed to see on primetime TV on cable. It's the same thing with satellite radio. You can get away with saying and cuss words, explicit language, and all of that now.
That's true. So. That is true. So the thing, you know, like we said, it switched up.
Mm-hmm.
But in actuality, y'all, I'm sorry. This cake is good. I'm trying my best to be quiet. I'm trying my best to be quiet over here, but it just seems like it ain't working out.
Hey, get it in. But, get it in.
Now, if you get to hearing the drink going down my throat, then you know, you done gone too far, sis. So I think you need to put the mute button. But, okay, so.
Where were we? Yes.
Oh, my God. It's saying that. What word?
Go ahead.
Okay. Y'all know I'm silly for real. Woo, my God. You know what? I'm going to end up playing that show this weekend since we talked about it with you, Cleveland, and I'm
I think I got to
put that on Sunday, you know, because that show there, we got so many compliments on that show. I'm telling you, they played and played that thing. And it was a lot of compliments said that was like one of the best shows. I'm serious. Because y'all really got it in. And it was really some transparency going on for real. Raw and uncut. And then we had laughter with it. And it just, I think that just made it all good. You know, everybody liked it. So I said I'm going to start re-airing a lot of those shows because people, you know, were saying that they really enjoyed it. But what advice would you give those that are listening in, bro, concerning music, if they want to go into writing or they want to go into, like, producing? What kind of measures would you tell them that they have to go about or what to look for in doing that?
Well, it depends on what level they are in the music in terms of their, you know, level of maturity, talent, and, you know, and that's a relative statement because everyone thinks they're dope. I mean, it's just kind of what, you know, if your friends hear your stuff long enough and they even remotely like it, they'll have you believing your stuff is dope, more dope than it really is, or good is better than it really probably is. And then there's levels of people that know music and they can tell what it needs, what's it missing. So I think you have to kind of slow down and be in the lane and the level of music that you're at. Like, so if you're not super polished, but you still like to make records, don't focus on being, you know, don't focus on trying to judge your stuff by other people's standards. Judge it by the standards that it stands on, the song stands on its own leg. People will be honest with you if they like it. People will also let you know if they don't like it, you know. And I know as an artist, you have to. Criticism is a double edged sword when you're an artist, a songwriter, and a producer, because you want people to like your stuff, but then at the same time, you know, you're sensitive about it when they don't. So you kind of have to really take your ego out of it and really be about making sure the song is as good as possible. But you also just got to love making rap music just because for the love of the art, not for the income, not for the fame, not for the women, not for the, you know, what comes with the spoils of and riches that come with success and entertainment. You got to love making music because you just like to make records or you like to write songs or you like to sing songs. And, you know, get back to loving it like, you know, like an NBA player, but before they get to the pro, they just love to play the game of basketball before it became pressure, expectation, and requirement or obligation in their lives. So you got to get back to the playground mindset, you know, loving to just make melodies and write songs and do it for the love of the art and focus on being able to get better with it as you grow. I mean, you know, because it's so many people out here doing it. It's an oversaturation of people doing music to the point that quality gets lost a lot of time. You could be really talented and get lost in the shuffle. Because there's so many people on the internet trying to make get income. Listen, a lot of black folks particularly, and there's no other option for a lot of our brothers and sisters coming out of prison, jail situations, or any type of, you know, situation. They come straight out of jail to the music industry with no hesitation. I'm a rapper. You do a bid, and next thing you know, you could get out of jail. You're a rapper now. And that's because it's easy to get online and just say I'm a rapper. It's easy for people to say, I got a record label, I'm an artist, I'm a producer, I'm a singer. You know what I mean? It's everyone saying it and doing it. So when you say it, the value goes down because it's so saturated. The quality goes down because the demand is low. The demand for really good music is high in terms of people wanting to hear it, but people actually producing it is low because the average person can't afford the producers, the engineers, the mixes, the studio time sessions that, you know, most people with money can do. So it's all about the income, man. It really matters that you have a budget. I'm going to tell you again, get a loan. Take out a business loan. Take out a small personal loan. Figure out how to finance what you want to do. And then you got to have quality products. So it's a lot of – it's just so much I could say, which I don't want to go on a rant or tangent, but it's just layers to this stuff if you want to do it professionally and industry. if you just want to make records and put your stuff out and just that's what you want to do, that's fine too. But if you're trying to go industry and mainstream and compete with all these other artists out here and get taken seriously, you got a lot of work to do, and it's just the truth. So it's better to surround yourself with a good team of people who believe in you and what you do, and be patient. Patience is a virtue in this business, very much so.
Yeah.
And listen, I sucked at being patient because I want it right now too. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
But you also learn as you get older that, you know, whatever's meant to be in your life, if you stay focused, do hard work, pays off eventually. Doesn't and like they always say, that whole thing, what's the thing? It may not come when you want, but it's right always right on time or always on time.
Yep, that's true, and that's the true saying too.
So if you want this music industry, then you're asking to take on a lot of. It's a roller coaster, man. You know, good days, bad days, ups and downs. One day you're hot, next you know ain't nobody liking your stuff. Your posts ain't getting no likes and no comments, and some posts do and some posts don't. I found out that the more I post reality personal stuff, the more likes I get or more views or comments. When I post polished industry stuff, quality videos and stuff, you don't get that many people. Just like people are just really weird, man. You got to really kind of find your audience and filter through it, because you don't know what people want to see. You know, it's amazing, man. And then if I was doing something goofy on the internet or doing something violent or stupid or something wrong with me or something, I broke my toe or some big pinky toe or something, I'll be viral.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a Della Reese in Harlem Della Reese.
Oh my God!
Like,
yeah,
you gotta do some goofy stuff for people to follow you. It's crazy, man. People just vegetables sometimes. No,
true.
Keep it real. Like, what do y'all want?
That's true.
You know? So
that's true.
You're
right. It's good to do that. You know, it's good to like loosen up a little bit. You know, a lot of people are just very uptight. That's why I said with my show, my shows are not like that. You know, yeah, we talk serious and we get it in, but they also hear the silliness of me, you know, the cracking of the jokes and the laughing, because that is my personality. I'm like that when I'm not on the radio and my way. I'm like that when I'm around family. I love talking junk. I love laughing because I feel life is too short. Yeah, we go through hurts. We go through some situations. You might cry. You get a little down and depressed. But at some point, you got to laugh your way out of that. You got to talk your way out of that, you know, because if you don't, that enemy will get in your head and have you, before you know it, you jumping off a bridge and don't even know what then went on. You just gone.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
I can't let myself go into that place. So if I have to talk junk, if I got to laugh or do whatever I got to do, I do it. And I love doing it on the airwaves because I know people around the world is battling with stuff. People around the world is going through. And not only, you know, you can come on and hear a great word, you know, from the Lord or a great word of encouragement or prayer, but you can also receive strength by laughter.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That helps. Just like I said, that artist said to hear laughing going on and the way I was cracking jokes made their day. They went from a heavy depression to they said they felt joy come in. And they just felt so happy. They wasn't even focused on how they was feeling. So they kept saying, keep up the good work. Don't stop that. You know, keep it up.
Right.
You know, so
I get it.
Yeah, and, you know, we definitely got to laugh and crack jokes with what's going on out here now, because if we get all caught up in fear and stuff with this disease that's taking doing a 187, for real, because that's what I call it, a disease that is doing a 187, because this show is snatching people up out of here, for real, you know.
You're right about that.
Yeah, we just got to live life to the fullest that we can, laugh. You know, talk. You know, we gotta make it for the best is what I'm trying to say. You know, don't let the COVID scare you to death and have you feeling like you about to die and you gotta be just scared to walk out the door, that you just the wind gonna blow and boom, you're dead. no, we can't be walking in that kind of fear. You know what I'm saying? The thing that, you know, is really keeping us is God. He's the one that's really keeping us. Yeah, we wearing our masks and stuff like that, but it's him that's really covering us, you know, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we just got to make the best of it, you know, with what we're going through. You know, because they closed down some stuff here. They didn't close the casino down as of yesterday. They closed all the casinos. They even closed the hotel at the casinos. And then the restaurants, they shut down now. You got to just go and get pick up carryouts now like it was before. There is no dining in. And they said, but we can dine out. We can dine out if they have an outside. I said, man, that sounds crazy. It's about 40, 30-some degrees here. Who's going to be outside eating at some restaurant? They sound crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't that serious now. Come on. I sit on my porch and eat outside in the cold, then I do that. But, you know, that's the for real. Like, that's crazy. Who does that? Like, you cannot eat on the inside, but you can eat out on the outside. And I'm looking like, lady, do you see the weather? It's cold as all get out there. You know, the polar bears are making their way. The polar bears making their way here and bringing the freeze with them. And you saying, let's go eat outside. Oh, wow. Really?
Right.
You know, so basically, I don't know what else to say, y'all. We got a couple more minutes. Is there anything you want to say, Wayne? Because you've been saying a little bit, but you've been kind of sitting back, quiet.
I'm
some co-host you, my lady.
I've just been sitting back and enjoying the conversation, you know, that we're talking about and so forth. But I just want to tell everybody, man, y'all gotta, you know, buy the albums. We gotta, you know, support our boy Saint James tonight.
Yeah, I know, right? Where can they get this good music from?
It's on all digital platforms. Just type in SaintJamz on any platform. You can Google. I have an official website that'll take you there. SaintJames.com. I have, let's see what else. Just Instagram. You can hit the link tree on my link if you're on Facebook. A lot of our people our age are Facebookers, so I'm on Facebook under Saint James or Stanley James. My I call it my government name, but that's really what it is. I'm everywhere. I heard I'm trending on Google, so you can Google me. I guess I haven't Googled myself, but I've heard that you Google Saint James. A lot of stuff's going on, so which it is. I'm really working hard here, so.
Well, I'm about to do that now.
I'm all over the place, so let's get it, man. You know, anybody looking for a producer, looking to make records, you know, I got a label, I produce, I write, I got a team, so we making hit records. And stay tuned for a lot of new artists coming out of my camp and songs. You'll probably be starting to see Saint James featuring Saint James Presents, kind of like Quincy Jones used to do, presenting James Ingram and Tevin Campbell and Tamir.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be presenting artists that I produced, to some of the music I did on those guys and shows, you know. So I'll even if I'm not the artist on the record, I'm attached to it. I produce it as part of my situation. I'll be presenting those artists as future music coming out. My pops, there's so many great records coming. Wait, you'll hear. You're gonna be loving that stuff.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good right there. And stay tuned that one day is going to be St. James producing Miss Angel on deck because I'm going to have to come out with my music.
Hey, well, you better come on out of retirement or whatever you're doing.
You know, Shaggy and them keep asking me over there in London, when is you coming out with your music? For real, real talk, I have over 50 songs I wrote. Everybody been waiting on me. They like, wow, what are you waiting on? I have wedding songs that I wrote. I've even sung at some of the weddings, the songs. I have all kind of songs that I wrote. Over 50, I'm serious, over 50 songs. And people have asked me, like, when are you going to put your music out? You sing and write too. And a lot of people don't know that. They really don't, but I do.
Right. Oh, nice.
And so
I didn't know.
Oh yeah, I do sing.
Oh,
I sing and
okay.
I write.
Okay.
I'm a good. I've been writing. I've been always a writer, ever since I was 12. I wasn't even a teenager yet. I just always sat down and wrote, just write stuff. I would write movies and say one day I'm going to write a movie, and I am planning on doing it. I do have a title for a movie that I was telling Shaggy and them in London when we did the interview not too long ago, that I'm definitely going to be coming out with a movie, because he said he saw that. And I said, that's funny that you said that, because I said something dropped in my spirit. And I thought, you know what, I want to do a movie, you know, even concerning my life, because it's like a book.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'd rather put it into a movie, you know, of the things that I went through and stuff like that. But, yeah, I do have over 50 songs, and I'm
mm-hmm.
steady yet still write, but I just never – I've been so busy promoting and doing for others that I just never just, you know, tried to do anything. But I got some music that's some flame, and shoot, we can get it going. Because I was singing back in the day. I was singing and performing places and all of that kind of stuff, even sung down at the casino one time. That was a long time ago. Yeah, I sure did. They gave me the mic, and I went up there and I sung. It was one of the groups that knew us very well, and they had me come up there and I sung a little something, and they was like, wow, we didn't know you can sing like that. You need to stop playing, you know. And even my cousin told me. She said, girl, you need to get out there. You know, but I just haven't made it yet. So y'all better look out for that, because I believe one day that will happen soon. And we'll have to be on a song. We're going to redo MICKEYMOUSE, Mickey Mouse.
No doubt.
Be like, by the
apple,
Mickey Mouse.
You know enough people over the course of your interviews and your special guests and music that you play, that somebody should be, you know, she got options when you're ready. You know what I mean? So it's just figuring it out. I'll start one song at a time. Pick your top record, the one that's really dear to your heart, and just start there.
That's true.
And it'll come together.
Well, that wedding song, I think, should be the first song, because you have a lot of marriages that go on. So I thought about that one time. I said, you know what, if I was to come out with one first song, it would be a wedding song, because people are constantly getting married, even through the COVID. You hear still a lot of people are getting married. It doesn't matter if it's cold, snow, and ice storms. You're going to always hear such and such is getting married. So people always want to hear a love song. And even if they ain't getting married, it's still a song of just how I feel about you. You know what I'm saying? And how you feel about me.
Right.
And it's a great love song. It really is. But I just need to, get music to it. Because the type of songs that I write when I sing it, you can hear what music will go with it. You can kind of like listen and know what key to come in. You know, to play it. It's very easy. And everything, but yeah. So, well, we enjoyed you, St. James. I'm telling you, this is one of the greatest, I want to say, interviews in a minute that we have had on the station, especially being 2 hours and a 2-hour show. You know, it might be a little over, you know, because of the music and everything, but it's definitely worth it. Great show, and I know everybody, you know, enjoyed and blessed. And like I said, this will repeat itself. It will repeat itself, you know, on Saturday. It definitely will repeat, and links will be posted up on the dates, you know, on the time and stuff like that too. So I just want to say thank you for being on with me. And Vanessa, thank you for co-hosting with me. And is there anything that you would like to say, St. James, before we go off the air?
You know, I just want to say thank you again, Angel, Wynn, for everything. You guys are just lovely sisters, man. I think the giggles, the joy of y'all laughter. I still have yet to get my gliding video. my moonwalk.
I knew you was going to say
that. I want my being gentle moonwalk. I want my being gentle moonwalk. You owe me.
I know,
sister.
Right?
I've been waiting on that for so long. Stop playing. So
she gonna say, I did do it. She said, I did do something.
Yeah,
I said, no, you
I
didn't do
you
it.
A preview.
No, that he, that
was
video
being,
wasn't
she was
it.
She was being scared. She was being scared. So, but listen, Angel, thank you, sister. Thank you for the platform that you have, and that, you know, you keep it real. It's a real down to earth, raw. You know, I've been on some interviews over the last 4 or 5 months, and sometimes, and I'm always the same guy on every interview. So I'm not doing anything here that I would normally do, but be able to do it and not, and it be just okay is awesome, man. I think people need to, we're authentic human beings. And I think even in radio, I know people got an expectation of how a platform, a radio platform, should be conducted. But I think you go by your spirit, and you're led by how you think it should go. And there's times when you're focused and articulate with how
yeah.
you go about it. And there's times when you just let it go, and you just let it be,
yeah.
let it be organically what it's going to be. And this was one of those moments. So thank you for the opportunity to just kind of politic and chill and kick it and be myself on the air with you, like I would if we
yeah.
were talking or texting or FaceTiming sometime like we do.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Well, you know I love you, brother, and this has been an awesome show. Wayne, would you like to say something real quick before we go off?
I just want to say take care. Keep doing what you do. keep making us proud. And maybe I'll do that and let you slide.
Angel. I don't know what kind of cake you was eating, but girl, you got me thinking. Can you send me a picture of that cake? I want nothing to ask you what cake that was, girl. You was over there killing it. What kind of cake was that?
It was a yellow, and I mean, it was a thick slice. It was a yellow.
Wow.
I mean, it was buttery. It was one of them old school buttery
Ooh.
Yellow cake
Ooh.
With the dark chocolate fudge on the outside
uh-huh.
and in the middle.
Wow.
Yes,
one of them flaky. You cut it and it's flaky. It was that kind.
Okay.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. Well,
right,
I love
y'all.
Love you guys.
Love y'all too.
Love you
Appreciate
too. Care. Love you too.
Yeah. Love y'all too. And once again, we thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel on deck, featuring our guest, St. James, and also my cousin, Vanessa Collins. And just know we all love you all. Have a wonderful and blessed night. We're going to take y'all off the air with a great hit. God bless you all.